While it wasn't the desired outcome for his team, Cumberland County head coach Eric Ballew said he liked the toughness displayed by his players against White County.
Yeah, and you know, that's what our backbone is. You know, we want to think about having great pad level, having great feet, you know, in every game we play in. Depending on, you know, how the game goes is usually dependent on that for us, because that's what we rely on. So when they started moving the ball on us is when we didn't resort to core values. And, you know, that's kind of where we lost the lead and lost the momentum.
So this week you've got Livingston, your first region game. Do you approach your week any differently with it being a region game?
No, I mean, you know, we like to focus on us. I don't treat any games of more or less value. Our main focus is what's in front of us. You know, we don't look ahead to region games, you know, or anything like that. We like to keep everything in the same structure, you know, to keep our kids focused.
So with L.A., they've obviously got a big passing game with, you know, Will McDonald at quarterback. Have you looked at anything on how to stop him? Do you have any idea of what you're going to try to do defensively?
Yeah, you know, I think one thing you have to do is you can't be consistent with a guy like that. You know, you can't have the same, show the same things all the time. The kid's too smart, and his arms, I mean, he's got a great arm. So, you know, one thing we have to do is we're going to have to mix up what we do. We can't have a lot of similarities. You know, we can't show him, you know, the same shell one, two, three, four times in a row. So we're going to have to mix that up, and we're going to have to put pressure on him, whether that's, you know, stunts, blitzes, whatever that may be. We're going to have to put pressure on the kid. We can't let him play in his element because if he does, he's obviously shown that he can pick anybody apart.
Livingston did, I will say this, they did give up a lot of big plays on the ground against Cookeville this past week before, obviously, the final drive. Trevor had a massive game against White County. How do you plan on using him in a game like this against a team that has struggled a little bit against the run?
Yeah, you know, I think you add a guy when you have a guy like Trevor, you know, where he's always reading somebody. Probably 80% of our plays, he has the opportunity to get the ball. You know, with that being said, obviously, it stretches the defenses, and we're going to have to find ways to make sure we keep him protected. You know, we can't ask anybody to get 20 or 25 carries a game and expect them to stay healthy throughout the year. So some other guys are going to have to step up. I think Brandon Dalton and Ronald Martin did a great job of taking on some more of that role. So, you know, we're going to try and mix some things up. But obviously Trevor is going to be a huge part of what we try to do for the remainder of the year.
With this game coming up and them coming off of a big last-minute win where they marched 99 yards down the field, the emotions are still kind of riding high after that game, and they've also got a matchup with Upperman next week. Is there any, like, are you telling your kids that, like, the biggest key is to come out and start fast?
Well, you know, we're kind of resorting back to what we always, you know, think about. We don't want the end of the game result to be, you know, their quarterback or their passing attack. We want to put it on us. We want to be able to look back at the end of the game and say, you know, we won or lost because we didn't have great feet, or we won because we had exceptional feet, great pad level, and got after it the whole game. You know, we want the result to be on us, and we don't want to lean on any sort of factor, because you can't control how good or bad their quarterback's going to play.
As far as preparing for Livingston Academy, Ballew said his team will focus on themselves before they look at what another school does. Ballew wants his team to be the reason why they win or lose a game. After a scoreless first half, Clay County head coach Jake Johnson called for better execution in the second. It worked out as they pulled away with 25 second half points.
We actually had a good play on fourth down, and we didn't execute our play. We had two guys that should have been, they were wide open. One of them actually ran the wrong route. We're a young team, and we've got to learn to get out of our own way. That's the biggest problem we have right now. It's more us stopping ourselves than it is, you know, the opposition. And we've got to get these mistakes corrected. We've, you know, taken a look at them on film. We watch film. We try to get them corrected. And, you know, we got a lot of guys that haven't played that much, and it just takes some time. And, you know, we realize that we're 0-2 and could very easily be 2-0 right now. And really, it shouldn't have gotten down to that. You know, we had a chance right before the half to kick a field goal and go up by 10 and get the ball back. You know, we weren't able to execute that. We snapped the ball over the holder's head and don't get anything. And we're on the one-yard line at that point in time, which that was big in the game. You know, we drop a pass that's wide open. For whatever reason, we just got to try to overcome those issues and get better.
Well, despite those issues, you're having a really good year running the ball with your quarterback, some of your running backs. So are you looking to lean on that running game a little more?
Well, you know, I think we just have to be able to do what the defense is going to allow us to do. You know, obviously we want to run the football. I think that's with any football team, if you're going to be successful, you have to be able to run it. But, you know, there's also times when they load the box up against you and you're not able to run it. You have to be able to throw the football. And so we want to try to get a good mix. And we've had success doing both, I think. Offensively, we're averaging almost 400 yards of offense. The bottom line is we've got to score, you know, and we're not, you know, we've had opportunities and to do that, and we haven't capitalized.
Coach Lamb said last week, watching Stockton Owen on film, that he didn't look like someone who played his first game, and he had another big night, at least on paper. How impressed are you with him?
Well, obviously, you know, for a kid that's his first two games, he's carried our offense. He's made the plays. He's been the big part of our offense. I mean, the first week he alone had 364 yards. You know, he's taking a lot of hits too, and we can't, you know, we're going to have to make sure that we get other people involved, and you know, but he's a player that, you know, if your protection breaks down, he's able to use his feet and make plays, running the football or scrambling, making a pass and extending drives and that type of thing. He's a very tough player. He's been, you know, he's taken quite a few hits in the first two games, and he's a tough kid, always gets back up.
And Riverdale's outscored their first two opponents 76-16. What are your keys to slowing them down on offense?
Come into the season, they're going to be a team that's going to be a contender for our conference, for our region championship. You know, they starts, I guess, with their quarterback. Yeah, he'll be a three-year starter. And then they have a big tailback, probably the biggest one in our league, that's just a bowling ball that we have to stop. And their offensive line does a great job. A lot of play-action pass game. They're RPO team that runs and throws and off of the run game. And very difficult to defend because they do have athletes. They do have speed. But I've been impressed with their defense as well. Their defense is there's a lot of speed on their defense. And it's going to be a tough game. I mean, like I said, they're a senior ball club, got a lot of experience.
The start of region play has been circled for a while. According to Johnson, he knows Joe Burns High School will provide them with a tough challenge in week 3. Head coach Jimmy Maynard said over the first 2 weeks of the season, the Cookeville Cavaliers have stopped themselves more than their opponents have.
We actually had a good play on fourth down, and we didn't execute our play. We had two guys that were wide open. One of them actually ran the wrong route. We're a young team, and we've got to learn to get out of our own way. That's the biggest problem we have right now. It's more us stopping ourselves than it is, you know, the opposition, and we've got to get these mistakes corrected. We've, you know, taken a look at them on film. We watch film. We try to get them corrected, and, you know, we got a lot of guys that haven't played that much, and it just takes some time. And, you know, we realize that we're 0-2 and could very easily be 2-0 right now. And really, it shouldn't have gotten down to that. You know, we had a chance right before the half to kick a field goal and go up by 10 and get the ball back. You know, we weren't able to execute that. We snapped the ball over the holder's head and don't get anything. And we're on the 1 yard line at that point in time, which that was big in the game. You know, we drop a pass that's wide open. For whatever reason, we just got to try to overcome those issues and get better.
Well, despite those issues, you're having a really good year running the ball with your quarterback, some of your running backs. So are you looking to lean on that running game a little more?
Well, you know, I think we just have to be able to do what the defense is going to allow us to do. You know, obviously we want to run the football. I think that's with any football team, if you're going to be successful, you have to be able to run it. But, you know, there's also times when they load the box up against you and you're not able to run it. You have to be able to throw the football. And so we want to try to get a good mix. And we've had success doing both, I think. Offensively, we're averaging almost 400 yards of offense. The bottom line is we've got to score, you know, and we're not, you know, we've had opportunities and to do that, and we haven't capitalized.
Coach Lamb said last week, watching Stockton Owen on film, that he didn't look like someone who played his first game, and he had another big night, at least on paper. How impressed are you with him?
Well, obviously, you know, for a kid that's his first two games, he's carried our offense. He's made the plays. He's been the big part of our offense. I mean, the first week he alone had 364 yards. You know, he's taken a lot of hits too, and we can't, you know, we're going to have to make sure that we get other people involved. And, you know, but he's a player that, you know, if your protection breaks down, he's able to use his feet and make plays, running the football or scrambling, making a pass and extending drives and that type of thing. He's, you know, he's a very tough tough player. He's been, you know, he's taken quite a few hits in the first two games, and he's a tough kid, always gets back up.
And Riverdale's outscored their first two opponents 76-16. What are your keys to slowing them down on offense?
Coming into the season, they're going to be a team that's going to be a contender for our conference, for our region championship. You know, it starts, I guess, with their quarterback. Yeah, he'll be a three-year starter. And then they have a big tailback, probably the biggest one in our league, that's just a bowling ball that we have to stop. And their offensive line does a great job. A lot of play action pass game. They're an RPO team that runs and throws and off of the run game. And very difficult to defend because they do have athletes. They do have speed. But I've been impressed with their defense as well. Their defense is there's a lot of speed on their defense. And it's going to be a tough game. I mean, like I said, they're a senior ball club, got a lot of experience.
According to Maynard, Cookeville faces a third team of the year that brings back a large number of seniors. Pickett County head coach Ray Reagan said he was very pleased with his team's effort in the second half after they struggled in the first.
I think we made big strides in the second half. We still got work to do, and we got a big one this Friday.
How important is it to kind of get off to a better start than what happened on Friday?
Getting off to a good start, you got to put four quarters together. If you don't put four quarters together, one bad quarter costs you a game. And that's what I explained to them. I told them, I said, you know, second half, I couldn't really ask for a team to play any better than what they did.
The offense seemed like it found a little bit of success through the air. What did you think of Luke's play at quarterback?
Luke's made plenty of gains. He looks like a different kid this year. We didn't give him the opportunity in the first game to throw a whole lot. We wanted to try to run the ball against Oakdale. End of last year, Luke started coming along throwing the ball well. And then, we kind of, missing two running backs and, their defense kind of dictated it, kind of took the run away from us with my two freshman backs back there. So they kind of forced us into it and, he showed something. Luke's a good one. I like him. He's a good kid.
So what defensively are you seeing that has to be improved for your team to get back on the winning track?
Our defense, honestly, just get people back in their positions and keep, keep focusing on the ones that's out of position. You know, we need to still be better prepared in case of injury. I lost another linebacker in the first quarter last week. So out of my four starting linebackers, I had one starter left on the field. And when you get them out of position like that, it just comes back down to practice and getting them prepared. But knock on wood, this week I should have everybody back but one. So we should be better.
So speaking of this week, you've got Gordonsville. What so far have you seen from them that you're going to have to focus on?
They're always physical. They're extremely well coached. They will just run right at you. And, you've got to play disciplined. You got to play smart. You got to play physical with them. If not, they'll just kind of beat you into submission there as the game goes on. Gordonsville's always a tough game. They've come off two tough games and, I'm sure they're licking their chops, wanting to get a hold of us. And, we're doing our best to be up for the challenge, so we'll see.
How important is it to emphasize with your kids that, despite the fact that Gordonsville's, got the record they have, how important is it to make sure that they know, like, hey, don't look at the record, this is still going to be a tough physical team?
Well, I mean, they know Gordonsville, and they know who they played the last 2 weeks. And that's the one thing about my guys. If anything, it's still trying to instill in them that they can play with anybody. We've had a long tradition there for years, that they didn't win a whole lot of ball games. So I really don't think they really take anybody for granted. It's more of keep trying to instill in them, look, they put on their pads just like you do. You can play with anybody.
Reagan said the Bobcats will have to play disciplined and smart football to win their matchup against Gordonsville on Friday night. Livingston Academy head coach Bruce Lamb said that every win is important, but this win did mean a little more to himself and his team.
Well, you know, every win's big, but, you know, when you play against a team like Cookeville, a 6A team, you know, 20 miles down the road, and, you know, we've got 2,200 students, and we have, you know, right around 900. It's a big win for our bunch. And you know, we've been close before in the years past, but just never could pull it off. For this senior bunch who just got out there and started leading us and, you know, working their butts off, I think it was a minute 37 left. We took a timeout. My senior center, Donnie Phillips, looked at everybody in the timeout. And he said, you know, he looked at them and told them, and we worked our butts off for 4 years to get to this point for that moment. And he said, let's finish this. I knew then it was over. I knew we were going to score. And I just have that much confidence in these kids, and they have that much confidence in each other.
How do you keep your team focused on Cumberland County this week?
Well, you know, it is a trap game, but because, you know, they're 0-2 and we're 2-0 and coming off, like you said, the big win this past week, up from the next week, you know, it's one of those things that you can overlook them. And, you know, we've challenged our kids. Cumberland County football is not that bad. We've watched them on film, got a new whole coaching staff, got a lot of kids. It looks like they got 70, 80 kids out. He's got it headed the right way. And we just hope he don't get the right way against us this Friday night. But, you know, very well could. We're going to have to come out and play and play good, or it could be an ugly sight for us.
Well, Cumberland County, they look to be heavy quarterback run. Trevor Parsons is probably their best player. What problems does that present for you this week?
Well, we're lucky that, you know, with the Owen kid from Cookeville, Cookeville's the same way. You know, he's an exceptional athlete back there, and so is the Parsons kid at Cumberland County. So we're kind of looking at the same thing that we looked at this past week. But both of them are extremely good athletes. They are definitely the best players on our team. You know, then we go back to Upperman here next week. So with the McAllister kid, who's the same way with his team. You know, we're going back-to-back-to-back with a great athlete and quarterback.
What does the Cumberland County defense present to you that maybe you'll be able to take advantage of Friday night?
Well, I mean, it's kind of to a point now where you really probably should have to bracket Wesley Smith over there after the game he had this past week. You know, I think they'll try to shut our passing game down, and we're going to have to be able to run the ball. It's something that we've done fairly decent. I think we had 80 yards rushing this past week against Cookeville, and had over 100 the week before. I think 150 the week before. So, you know, we are capable of doing that, but we got to be able to do both. If they take away one, we got to do the other. So hopefully our kids come out ready to play.
Is this a game where you might try to come out and establish a run early and try to dictate the tempo and just kind of grind out the game?
Hey, man, we're going to come out and win however we can. that's all I'm worried about. Run, pass, whatever it is. You know, you weren't worried about winning, you wouldn't have to keep score. But, you know, that's one thing that we want to do is we want to come out, win the ball game, however we got to.
With 3:26 on the clock and you've got 99 yards to go, what's going through your mind as head coach?
You know, going through my mind is, you know, come on, Danny McCoy, call a good play right here. You know, yeah, you do think about running the ball, but then you're also thinking about getting a safety. So we went with a quick pass. I mean, when you got a kid like Will McDonald at quarterback and you got an athlete like Wesley Smith, that's always a good combination. And I think Wesley caught three passes, maybe four on that drive, you know, just took over. It's nice to have those kind of weapons, Wesley, and double team him. You got Aubrey Hollers, Briar Mosley, and Raven Carpenter, who they've come out with good big games all year long. You know, it's nice to have that kind of athlete standing on the outside.
A week four matchup versus Upperman may loom in the back of Lamb's mind, but he said the Wildcats must remain focused on Cumberland County this week. Winning for the first time in 2 years presented a new set of obstacles and challenges for Mark Frazier's White County football team.
Obviously, it's better to be 2-0 than the alternative, so we're excited about the two wins. The kids hopefully are having a good time. We kind of had a rough start to the game Friday night, but they came and finished strong in the second half to get the victory. So, you know, like I said, we've hopefully the expectations are growing from our team. We want them to expect to win, so a couple of wins helps.
You were trailed 14-10 at halftime. What was that halftime speech like to get them going?
Well, you know, I think the whole week was kind of a learning experience. When you've not won games in a long time and then you finally get one and you've got everybody patting you on the back and telling you how great you are and how wonderful it is to get a win, it doesn't take long for that to go to your head as a team. And I was very concerned. All our coaching staff was concerned about us coming out flat, and I felt like that's what we did. We came out, I feel like, expecting just to be handed to us. So it was a good learning experience for us. You know, we told them at halftime, hey, listen, you know, Crossville is coming to win the ball game. They're hungry for a win as well.
So was containing their quarterback kind of your biggest part of your game plan on defense?
Well, you know, every week you've got players that you're more concerned about. They got a really good receiver out there that you know, we were concerned with. We were just concerned basically the size of their offensive and defensive line, big guys, you know, if we wanted to play physical. So, yes, obviously wanted to contain him. We didn't do a very good job of it. But not only that, you know, we just wanted to play our own responsibilities and worry about us. And in the first half, you know, if you watch film, we had several mental mistakes. We had guys going wrong directions, but we corrected some of that stuff in the second half. Still got a long way to go, but you know, it was a learning experience that maybe we can grow from it, get a little better as a team next game.
The ground game on offense, you put up big numbers again, and you touched on their size of their offensive and defensive lines. How are you able to find some running room between the tackles?
Well, I think we go back to what we said before, just the effort, the physicality, and the desire to win. We came out, like I said, a little flat, definitely on defense flat, but offensively too, I didn't feel like the intensity was there. So when you're undersized, you got to come and fight every play to have any positive yardage. In the second half, I felt like offensively we set the tone. We had some good plays from a young quarterback. You know, Noah Hamilton came in, made a good throw for a touchdown pass. It gave a little spark to the offense there as well. And then, so, you know, some good things happened, but it took us a little while to get the ball rolling, that's for sure.
And this week, CAK from Knoxville comes to town. How do they look on offense?
They're a good football team. This will be a big, big test for us. They throw the ball well. They throw it quite a bit. Good running backs, good up front. I mean, there's really not a weakness there. They're 2-0. We're going to have to play a lot better football than we've been playing to be competitive in this game. So it'll be a good challenge.
And how are you going to move the ball against their defense?
Well, they've got two very good defensive tackles, which is, you know, for us, we want to run the ball and we want to be physical up front. So we're going to have a test there. We'll find out about our front five guys this week to see how we handle it. But we've got to be physical and take our shots when they present themselves as far as throwing it. That's kind of our identity, and that's who we're going to be no matter who we play.
Frazier said that Christian Academy of Knoxville will be the biggest test for the Warriors this season. DeKalb County head coach Steve Trapp said he hopes playing at home this week will bring a little extra motivation to his team.
Well, I mean, playing at home should bring an extra source of motivation. I mean, it's your home turf, you know, and at this point, the way the season has started off, we're going to use every motivational factor that we can. Really, as a head football coach, though, my message has always been, as far as motivation, is just the opportunity to go play and do your best. You know, that's not always the case with teenagers and young minds, but, you know, so any extra motivation that we can get playing at home, you know, it's just a special thing. And like I said, we're just ready to be here and, you know, try to get this thing turned around and going in the direction that we all know that it can and expect it to go.
And not that your first 2 weeks games don't count, but this is your first region game, so your real season is the region games to qualify for the playoffs. So what are you doing to get your players to kind of put those first two games behind them?
Yeah, well, I mean, that's really been our message, you know, bringing the team in Monday early and just talking with them and everything. And, you know, the first couple weeks, it's been frustrating. We know that we can execute and play better football than this, and it starts with me as a head coach all the way down. We just got to keep grinding, keep doing what we believe in, just clean things up, what we're doing wrong, continue to do the things that we like well, and just take it one day at a time. You know, we told the guys, hey, what's done is done. We can't go back and change it. You know, the first week, just really execution-wise, really not well. You know, last week playing Upperman, they just don't make mistakes, you know, all the way around the field. It wasn't that we were blowing plays. It's just like those guys are where they need to be every time, and they just outplayed us, you know, bottom line. But it is a clean slate. Like I said, this is what dictates your extra games, your opportunity to have that 11th game, your opportunity to play at home for that 11th game. So that's what we've talked to our kids about, you know, learn from what we've done wrong. Let's continue to grow, and let's start the rise.
How did your defense grade out Friday night? I didn't give up a bunch of huge plays. Just Upperman kind of wore it down and drove the ball length of field. But on film, how did it grade out?
Yeah, and that's Upperman's MO. You know, he wants to grind out that, eat the clock, and then just, man, they play such good defense. And, you know, they want to see if teams can go 10, 12, 15 plays without making a mistake. And, you know, we've not proven to do that. You know, and defensively, you know, we just had long fits, and you've got to fit it right against those guys or they're going to expose you. So get up a couple big plays. They didn't convert a lot of third downs, didn't convert a lot of fourth downs, but, you know, they a lot of times You know, they weren't in those situations either. So defensively, that's the worst that we played execution-wise as far as scheme and doing what we're supposed to do, you know, starting back in the spring. You know, our defense is kind of like what we've hung our hat on and trying to get our offense up to speed. But they're so good defensively, they pretty much stifled us everything that we wanted to do or attempted to do. They were ready for it. And then, like I said, our defense just wasn't fitting right and performing to the ball like we needed to.
And looking forward to Stone Memorial this week, how do they look on offense?
Well, I mean, you know, Coach Sanger, we go way back, you know, back when he was at Upperman and then at York, you know, so we played his scheme quite a bit, and he does a good job mixing things up, running the football, different formations, trick plays, screen game, down the field passing. So, you know, he has a little bit of everything in his bag of tricks. So it's just really important that, especially our defense, you know, understands how to line up to all the formations, understand what they're wanting to do in those formations, and just play sound, disciplined, fast football, you know, all the way around.
And what are your keys to moving the ball against our defense this week?
It just goes back to execution, you know, understanding why we are calling what we're calling. We don't just pull it out of a hat and see if it works. You know, everything has a purpose. You know, the defense, they have a role to play, so every play is not going to be perfect. But just understand why we're calling what we're doing.
Trapp said putting the first 2 weeks behind them and practicing with a great attitude can help them with region play starting this week against Stone Memorial. Jackson County head coach Sean Loftus said that his team would take an ugly win over a pretty loss any day of the week. Jackson County held on to beat Sale Creek 20-18 Friday night in Chattanooga.
We did, and, you know, it wasn't a pretty win, but for us right now, you know, we'll take an ugly win over a pretty loss any day of the week. And it's just good for our kids' mentality, you know, and just hopefully we'll come back and, you know, we've had a better attitude this week towards our preparation towards Westmoreland. But, you know, just the morale factors has been huge after a win at Sale Creek. Pretty much just completely shut them out the second half. You know, we even had we turned the ball over and then off of an interception, and they returned it all the way back to around the 15-yard line, but were not able to even gain a yard on that drive and missed a pretty good a long field goal. But, you know, I was very pleased with, you know, with some of the things that we did just by you know, going in at half and saying, hey, we're going to scrap what we went over this week. We're going to go back to what we did last week, and the kids responded.
Coach, how is that carryover going to help you this week playing Westmoreland in your third kind of wing T, triple option style football? You just hit on it a little bit going back and doing something you did against York. Just that carryover week to week playing that kind of offense.
Westmoreland is a lot more like York than Sale Creek. Sale Creek is, you know, they were shotgun wing, and against Monterey hadn't really used any of either the A gap or the B gap runs. You know, it was all outside, so we thought, you know, we would attack it by using a 4-4 defense. Then they came in the second quarter and started running, you know, the quarterback trap and some things like that, and some and using the quarterback under center, which we have not seen them on film do. And so that's the reason why we kind of went to the week one defense, because, you know, we knew we had all the gaps covered and we were stronger up the middle. Where Westmoreland is a, you know, they are a under center type team. They're going to try to run the ball A to C gap.
Coach, do you stress the importance of your region games more than a normal game? You know, you're 0-0 in your region and getting the first win's big, but do these games just mean a little more throughout the week?
That's what I told our kids on Monday. You know, this is the biggest game that we've played up to date. And we play well, and they just beat us, and, you know, then there's no regrets there. They're just a better team. But feel confident in our kids that if we just come out and play well and compete, it's going to be a four-quarter ball game.
Loftus said if the Blue Devils come out and compete for four quarters, that they have a great chance to be in the ball game Friday night against Westmoreland. The Monterey Wildcats travel to Red Bowling Springs Friday night to take on the Bulldogs. Red Bowling coming off a bye week, while Monterey looks to build off a 43-0 trouncing of Lookout Valley.
Having an extra week of preparation for that same opponent is always beneficial as well. where we've only had 1 week to prep for Red Bull and Springs. They've had 2 weeks to prep for us. So obviously their focus has been on us a whole lot more than ours has been on them.
Well, last year, Coach, you started 0-4, had a great run and made it back to the playoffs. But this year you're 2-0. How do you continue to build upon your success each week and continue to the push to the playoffs?
Well, you just got to hope that your guys can stay focused and that they can stay mature. And you know, it's one of those things we talk about, trying to be our best every day, because whatever you do in practice is going to correlate over into a game, whether it's mental or physical. And it's one of those things this year where we do have a little bit older football team. We've conducted ourselves in a better, mature fashion during practice and stuff like that. But now we still have some bad days. Still had some days where we've left practice unhappy because of effort and because of a lack of mental focus. You know, our whole goal and whole purpose is to come out, be efficient during practice, get our work done, and get out. You know, we don't want to have to start practice over. We don't want to have to start a certain part of practice over and do things like that. We're just asking them to give us an hour and 40 minutes or an hour and 45 minutes of their focus, mentally and physically, and then we're going to part ways and be done for the day. And we talk a lot about, you know, we understand sometimes we're not going to be our best on a Tuesday. But we got to find a way to be efficient. We got to find a way to make ourselves better on a bad day.
Coach, coming off a week where you scored 43 points, huge offensive production, you shut Lookout Valley out, what is going to carry over from that week to this week when you head up there to travel and play Red Bull and Springs?
Well, you know, you hope that the kids are going to be excited. I think they're seeing that we're getting some production out of a lot of people. In all three phases, not only with our offense and our defense, but our special teams is playing really well right now. And so you just hope to continue to build that momentum every week, and you can build on the areas that you're deficient in right now, because we still have several areas that we're very deficient in and that we're working hard to try to correct every day. And it's a battle that we're fighting. And it's not because of a lack of effort. And it's one of those things that we're just having to build different skill sets with different young men, and we're trying to teach different skill sets to different young men to build depth upon depth and to try to make ourselves better each day.
Hughes and his staff felt like the Wildcats handled last week's long road trip well. He said he hopes this week brings similar results. The Stone Memorial Panthers have a majority of their football team making their first road trip this week as they travel to DeKalb County. Head coach Derek Samber said DeKalb is no easy place to get a win.
We're really young, Justin. We've got a bunch of young guys playing big roles for us right now, and DeKalb County is a tough place to get a win. Seems like the fence is right there on the field. You've got about 2 yards of sideline to deal with over there. Always a big crowd, a big atmosphere there. It's first road game and region game, so our kids are really going to have to mature quickly and step up to the challenge on Friday.
DeKalb County's had some ball security issues. Gear, are you stressing the turnover aspect?
No more than usual, Justin. It's something we always stress, and at the spot where we've been pretty good this year, we've just got to continue to emphasize and execute those things.
Last week against Coalfield, you were really heavy on your run game. Are you looking to get that going early this week?
Yeah, we'll always base out of the run game, Justin, and we had four or five different guys step up and carry the ball for us and run the ball hard, and of course in the run game it always starts up front with the offensive line. So, yeah, it's always going to be a big piece of what we're doing.
And I know you've got a young quarterback and you're trying to bring him along slowly and just trying to make sure he has the chances to succeed the best. So what are you doing to get him to progress a little bit each week without putting too much on his plate?
Well, he does a great job himself, Bryant Carter. He's a sophomore, but I've been able to put as much on him as I have any junior or senior that I've ever had. That's a testament to him and the time that he puts in, but certainly he's one that actually just got done meeting with, and I see him throughout the day and after practice and whatever else. He's one that he wants to be great. He wants to lead. He wants the ball in his hand. He does all the things Monday through Thursday that put him in position to succeed there. He puts in a lot of time after the fact and is willing to do that.
How crucial is that for you to have a kid, especially your quarterback, be able to take that extra incentive on himself and not just do what he's doing in practice, but look for extra time to get work in?
Yeah, Jeff, I mean, it goes back to character. When I got here, Bryant was a kid that got to us a little bit late in the summer last year because he was playing basketball and he had never played quarterback before. But he got to us, and just kind of seeing him in some of our workouts and agility drills and the way he carried himself and the kind of kid he was, had him throw a ball and it wasn't perfect, but that's the reason he's playing quarterback for us, is that character as much as his athletic ability. And he's a tremendous athlete as well and has gotten better and better throwing the ball and has made some big plays for us in the run and pass game both. But honest to goodness, he's our quarterback because of his character first. That's what jumped out to me when he was a freshman, didn't have experience at the position, but I knew he was a kid that we could lean on and that would take that extra responsibility of being our quarterback. He would take that and run with it.
Coach, last week you were able to make Cokeville one-dimensional, really were able to shut down their running game. How important is that every week to defensively to try to make that offense across the sideline one-dimensional?
Well, you know, it all fits together, Justin. I think our up front, we've been really, really good and pleased with those guys. I think we've given up something like 85 rushing yards combined in two games. That's really good, but we also we've caused turnovers defensively. We've made some really good plays in the special teams area. Been able to play with the lead last week, I think, helped to make them one-dimensional. But, yeah, that's big. It's tough to make any team one-dimensional when they've got a quarterback that is two-dimensional. Coalfield's quarterback could run around and then sling it, and DeKalb's is very much the same.
Samber said they are focused on making DeKalb County one-dimensional. Continued success in the defensive run game for the Panthers will be a huge factor, according to Samber. The Smith County Owls travel to Baxter this Friday night to take on Upperman. Upperman football coach Adam Kane said that Smith County's new head coach has breathed a new confidence into his team.
You know, they got some good players, and they've got some guys that have played a lot of ball that are back. Obviously, the new coach is, you know, breathed some confidence into them, and they're playing really well. We've been very impressed with them on film, and they got good players, and they're playing with confidence and playing hard. I'm hoping we're up for the challenge on Friday.
Coach, what are they doing on offense that you're going to look to take away early in the game?
Well, it's a kind of a spread system, multiple formations, and a lot of zone runs, and some quarterback keeps off the power play, and do a good job with it. Quarterback's a really good runner, and the tailback's a good runner, and the line's playing pretty well. And they also got some guys on the outside that can hurt you. Number four had a couple huge plays, huge catches on the outside last week. So they're a stiff group to prepare for. Even with the long weekend, I've been up late at night trying to figure out exactly how we want to defend them.
What looks are they giving you on defense that you may be able to take advantage of with your running game?
Well, you know, they base out of a 4-2 look. You know, I don't think there's anything we can necessarily exploit. We're just going to have to do what we do and do it really well. The first guy that jumps out on film is number 74. He plays defensive tackle for them, and he's in the backfield quite a bit, a big, strong kid. And then they got two linebackers that really run well. You know, we're just going to have to execute, and hopefully we're a week better than we were last week.
Were you pleased when you went back and looked at the film from Friday night's game against DeKalb?
Yeah, for the most part, offensively, I was pleased. You know, they kind of took away some of our inside game after the first series, and we made an adjustment to go outside on them and made some plays in the passing game. And so I felt like we executed and at least, you know, made a pretty good effort to try to block who we were supposed to block. And so when that's the case, you know, I feel pretty good about our chances. We've got to ramp up our physicality this week and, you know, continue to make sure we keep our eyes up, see the cutback lanes and the holes as runners.
And anytime you pitch a shutout and create three turnovers, that's a good day on defense.
Well, the turnovers really excited me. And I think we played really hard. We were able to, you know, kind of get a little pressure on the quarterback. We weren't really as sound as I want to be on defense. And so we've really worked hard on trying to shore some things up. We've got to be more sound. And, you know, these kids have been around me long enough now to know that they can't just run around and do what they want. And so we've really emphasized that yesterday, and we'll continue to do that today.
Even though Upperman pitched a shutout Friday night against DeKalb County, head coach Adam Kane said they have plenty to clean up schematically on defense. Kane did stress that the effort from his defensive unit continues to be a bright spot.